song. Thank you. So this is the first of the month. In the first of the month, we hear from our spiritual leader at Centers for Spiritual Living, and that's Dr. Ken Gordon. So let's turn our attention to our big screen.
Hi. Reverend Dr. Ken Gordon, spiritual leader for Centers for Spiritual Living. We're just now moving into our September themes for 2016 based on our principles and our values. And we start off on September 4th, which is really prepared and put together for us by Reverend Michelle Sinegal from Baltimore, the Spiritual Empowerment Center, which is a CSL church. Her expression is being in service to others is an expression of love. And Ernest Holmes says, service is the keynote to success and implies constructive work, also loyalty to your work and to all concerned in it. He says on page 459 of the Science of Mind textbook, the two great commandments are to love God and our brother man. Love is a complete unity with life, and we cannot enter this state unless we're in unity with all that lives. For all life is one. He also wrote, Science of Mind is intensely practical because it teaches us how to use mind principle for definite purposes, such as helping those who are sick, impoverished, or unhappy. And love is self-givingness through creation, the impartation of the divine through the human.
Very good. So I know a lot of you know this, but however, in our community of Centers for Spiritual Living, we have over 200 centers that are staying with the same theme, creating a better world. And so this is, and the different ministers of CSL have contributed to this. They give us the quotes and they kind of give us the theme as to what we're doing. But I wanted to say something. I don't know about any of you, but I'm sitting there doing my talk. This probably doesn't happen to you. But I'm doing this talk about service to the world, and I'm singing this song. Does that ever happen to you? It doesn't happen. It happens to me all the time. Probably doesn't happen to you. And the song was Take a Little Love and Pass It On. Anybody know that song? I came in and I asked the musicians, and I asked Jim, do you know that song, Take a Little Love and Pass It On? Take a Little Love and Pass It On. And it says, before you know it, your life will show it. Take a little love and pass it on. So in my head, I'm trying to do my talk. I know you don't do this. Take a little love and pass it on. Take a little love and pass it on. Excuse my tone of voice because this is funny. Rick asked me if he sings good. I said, yeah, you sing really good. And then I listened to his talk when he was singing with John, and they kept his mic on and he sounded really good. I said, you sound really good singing with John. Then the next talk I put in was one of mine to hear because I like to listen. And they didn't turn my mic off, and I'm singing along with the musicians. It was really bad. Anyway, so this morning, though, I sounded really good. Take a little love and pass it on. Take a little love and pass it on. So that's all you're going to hear today, because that's all that ran in my mind. I know you never do that, but I do it. Okay, so let's relook at some of this. Let's look at what we're talking about today. Not just take a little love and pass it on. Okay, two great commandments. To love the Lord God with all of our hearts. To just, no matter what's going on, to keep that love light shining. And to love our neighbors as ourselves. You know, until I got a little bit older, did the minister ever really talk about, you know, we talk, oh, I love your neighbor, and then we go, as yourself. Let's do, to love our neighbor as ourselves. Because that's the key here in that commandment. So if we're not loving ourselves, if we're not honoring, you know, I'm in this, I'm doing this life, I am completely loved by God, and I'm loving that divine presence, that spirit of life, and therefore I can love others. But if we're not knowing how to love ourselves, do you see? How can we love our neighbor? Very important that we need to emphasize to love as we love ourselves. So I don't know about you, but I have a little work to do on that. Take a little love and pass it on. Okay. Love is being in complete unity with all that lives. Being in complete unity. That's why when we do that meditation and I say, okay, now send the love outside of this building to all of the hearts of the world. I don't know about you, but I'd like to know that there's people in this world that are sending me love. How about you? Okay, hallelujah. All right. Rick and I were in class all this last week. Do we look like we're smarter? And we started this great thing because we had to drive there. It took us an hour to get to class, and we had to drive for an hour. So we started this because then somebody, you know, like a truck would get in front of us with a trailer. Wow, we're going to make it on time. Because we didn't always leave early. We got better as the week progressed. Because whenever anything or a red light would happen, we'd go, woohoo, like that. And so something would happen that would maybe in the past disturb us, we'd go, woohoo. Okay, everybody try that. Woohoo. Try it again. Woohoo. Yeah, somebody gets in your way, what are you going to do? Woohoo! Somebody gets in line at the grocery store, the 15 or less line, and they've got, you can count them, 25 items. Woohoo! It works. By the end of the week, we were doing really good and we were going really fast, and there was no traffic on Highway 49, you know, between Cool and what is it, Lotus. Guess what? It was a straightaway. We were going really fast. Ooh, it felt so good. Round the turns, the whole thing. Highway patrolman right down there. Stopped at the stop sign. Guy turned his lights on. Rick said he got me. Yahoo! Yahoo! Yes, let's say it. Yahoo! He said, do you know how fast you're going? He said, no, sir, I don't. He said, 72 miles an hour. Do you know the speed limit on 49? Rick said, yes, I do, sir. 55. He wrote him up for 65. Yahoo! Do you see? It's all in the attitude. It's all in what we believe is taking place and what's happening in our lives and how we look at it. If we go and say, oh, here it comes again, that's so bad. Now, how lifted up are you going to feel? Service to the world. Sometimes we forget, you see, to love ourselves and to honor all that we are. I do. You probably don't. But I bet you know somebody. And you know there's a rule. Did you know there's a rule? There's a rule. And if you haven't heard about this rule of life, here it is. So listen carefully, because there's a test. We got a test at the end of this class we took. Of course, we were in a class that they only give you smiley faces, and they say you did great. So hallelujah. Yahoo! Okay. So this rule that I'm telling you about now, take notes, is called the 80-20 rule. And it means, have you heard this? Some of you good. 80% of the time, you're awesome. Yahoo. Yahoo. And you're responding to life in your own unique divine way. Yahoo. Take a little love and pass it on. Okay, so but however, 20% of the time, we miss the mark. Yahoo! It works. You see, if you work it works. And so we make those, maybe we miss the mark and we make those snarky. I love the word snarky. Feels good in your mouth, snarky. Okay. And we get a little sideways and we get a little bit annoyed. I know you don't. I can. Yahoo! And all we need to say is, oops, there's my 20%. Yay, I got 80% to fill in the rest of the day with, you see. We need to know this, that we're all going to do that. We're all going to fall into that 20% category every once in a while. So it's good to be reminded to breathe, and return to the magnificence of the 80% that you are. Awesome. To learn to love ourselves so we can love our neighbors when they're in the 20%. Because I hope to God somebody can love me when I'm in my 20%. How about you? See, love is being in complete unity with all of life. Being in service to others is an expression of love. And 2 weeks ago, I had the privilege of being invited to dinner, and Susan Nye, president of our board and practitioner, we both went together to this dinner that the Right Hand Auburn put on for the people that contribute to Right Hand Auburn. And you know, we as a community contribute to Right Hand of Auburn. And I heard about it, you know, and a little bit about what they do, but I wasn't aware of the magnitude of Right Hand of Auburn. And what it is in this community is housing for 100 homeless people every night. And the Right Hand Auburn serves 3 meals a day. And there's I don't know if you know Maria's restaurant. Maria cooks in her restaurant and brings food over for Right Hand of Auburn people twice a week. Yahoo. And homeless every night can go there. And this is an exceptional homeless Right Hand to Auburn. Because they also have kennels for the animals. Because you know, a lot of our homeless people have animals because it helps them to feel safe. And so they have kennels for the animals. Now that's not done in other counties. But there's something even more important that I really wanted you to know about. And that is, this is extraordinary, that no matter how a person comes and needs help, they are invited in. They could be on drugs, they could be on alcohol, and they welcome them in. Yes, they watch them. Yes, they keep a close eye. However, what they're saying, you see, where other places say, you can't be helped until you clean up. Well, how are these people going to clean up if they're not accepted as who they are in that moment? Accepting everyone teaches people they're okay just as they are. Just as you are, that whatever difficulty you're going through, you're okay. And you know that because of that philosophy, they have moved over 30 homeless people into housing. They have been able to take other people into rehab to show them. When they invite them in, they show them another way to be, and they help them. They educate them that, you know, we have these rehabilitation programs to get you off the alcohol and to get you off the drugs. And maybe some of our, especially our guys, you know, have PTSD and bipolar. And they take them to get them the medication. This is what Right Hand to Auburn does. 3 meals a day, and they need our help. And so I don't know about you, but I'm calling this week, and I'm signing up to help out on lunches. And this is a piece of paper on the back table that will tell you the numbers to call. You not only have Right Hand to Auburn, you have Seniors First. There's the league down the street. I haven't gotten all the names and numbers. But where is it that you can give a helping hand? Because see, September in CSL Churches, Centers for Spiritual Living, it's World Service Day, September is, and it helps to create a better world. Because you see, we know to say Yahoo when you're going through problems. We know that love heals. that love renews every one of us. And that's why we come here on a regular basis. And so your lights that shine in the area where people need help. And when you give love, you channel spirit in a form by your presence gives the gift. However, you splash that goodness, juicy goodness all over you. Yahoo. Love is our true nature. Love is the gift we always give. Yahoo. When we activate that within ourselves, we make a difference here, we make a difference out there. That's, in my opinion, our job. I don't know about you, but I've got extra time. I can make it. And it may look like we're benefiting others, but in truth, when we give love, when we give ourselves, the ultimate blessing is ours. In that very instant, in that very moment, we allow our true nature to pour forth from us on everyone else. And sometimes we just need to step up and be that bigger part for ourselves. Yahoo. Life is not against us or against anyone else. It's all in how we see it. Because we know and we believe in science of mind that as you believe, so shall it be. What am I believing in this moment? What am I doing to make a difference? Not only just in my life, but in the life that I can help out there. This is the most beautiful part, in my opinion, of each of us. Take a little love and pass it on. Take a little love and pass it on. Before you know it, the world is going to show it. Take a little love and pass it on. It's up to each one of us. So when we go out and we get in line at the grocery store and they've got 27 items in the 10 or less items, you're going to say, Yahoo. They must need to be in that line. They must need to cut in front of us because we have no idea what's going on in their life. Yahoo. Bless them as I bless myself. Yes? Yahoo. Let's take it into prayer. So everybody take a breath. How good it is to know and accept that we are part of a larger community. We are part of this life in the fullness and the richness of who we are. We are valuable and important no matter what we're going through. If we're in our 20%, we're still valuable. Yeah. Yahoo. And we recognize that there is a greater truth, there is a greater power, there is a greater sense of love. And we call this the divine spirit, the beloved God, whatever you call it. There is only one life, and that life is God's life, and that life is my life right here, right now. And it is the truth of each one of us here today and all of the hearts of the world. We know that, and we say yes to it. And we anchor it. We anchor it this morning. We anchor it with our personal power, our strength, our magnificence, our beauty and grace. Because we are each unique, divine emanations of that one power. Here to express and to be in this life more fully, more completely than we've ever thought possible. And we reach out and we give that helping hand to whoever and to whatever it is. And if it's just a wahoo for whatever's happening around us, then that's what we give. And we wahoo our own lives. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for guiding me in this day, for breathing my breath and beating my heart, because I know I am loved, cherished, and adored. And I accept this truth for myself this day and for each one here. Yes, I say yes. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And in that gratitude, I allow that to expand into all the areas of life that I am grateful for that need maybe my gratitude and love. And it might not be a pretty part of life, but I bet that that love's going to do a make a difference. Yes? Yes. Yahoo. Because I say so. And because I know that love of God is here now in each and every one of us. We celebrate it. We let it expand. We let it guide us into the right and perfect solutions, into all that is. And greater than what I can speak in words, I know is already taking place in the mind of God. I trust that. I live in that. And I say, yes, thank you, God. Thank you, God. And I release my word into the ever-living, loving law of God that always says, yes, you are my beloved in whom I'm well pleased. And that energy of life and love returns to us multiplied and magnified, spilling over. We are full of it. Wahoo. And we just let God do God's work. We let it be so. And so it is.
So it is.
Amen.